right, Brian Houston with Johnny Vaughn, Lobo Stadium. And we've got John King with us right now. Just happened to walk in. Perfect timing, Coach. Perfect timing. It's like an old pro there, man. Hey, let me get this turned
up. Sit down, John.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to sit down this way.
I don't blame you.
Let me get an elevator ride today.
You had to walk it?
I was running it.
They ought to do you better than that.
One legged hops, alternating on the way up. Well, I got hung up down there with the TV people.
You're a popular guy tonight after homecoming. Don't worry about it.
I guess so.
The Longview Lobos win it tonight by a score of 48-11. Coach, we didn't see much you could be complaining about tonight. It was a pretty perfect ball game after about that first drive in the first quarter.
Yeah, well, I mean, we settled down and played pretty good. It took a minute to get adjusted to what they were doing formation-wise. You know, I'm disappointed how we lined up a few times defensively, just total miscommunication. And we don't leverage the formation, basically giving them yardage, you know. And we got that fixed, and I thought, they settled down and played pretty good. Then we started getting turnovers on defense. We got one in the kicking game. And we started getting big plays and scores, kind of separated. And took a good lead in there at the half. And I was disappointed to come out and start third quarter and go three and out. I said, that's one thing we don't need to do. We need to do something with the football. Whether get points or grind some clock and let our defense rest and see if we can wear on them, lean on them a little bit. We go three and out and kind of play into their hand.
Johnny and I were talking before the ball game. We were not concerned, but we thought this could be an interesting ball game because of the style of play that Jack Alvarez throws at you. Did you expect this?
Yeah.
48-11. Did you?
No. That score. I mean, the ball game's a heck of a lot closer than what that score says. And
you
I can
think?
Tell you,
it didn't look that way to us.
I do. Jack throws so many things. I mean, he's just good at what they do offensively. They can get you out leverage. They've got boot passes. He's got trick plays, quick traps. I mean, he is attacking you from everywhere. And if you don't line up sound, he'll take advantage of it. So, I was hoping we could come out and do the things we did offensively and get some stops defensively and separate. We did, but. This will be a difficult ball game every year. I can tell you, it's just the style of play they have, and Jack does a great job with it.
Well, you guys looked awesome tonight. Taylor Tatum, talk a little bit about his performance again tonight.
Yeah, Taylor's unique. The kid can run it, he can catch it, he can throw it, he can tackle. I mean, he's just got a unique skill set. You don't find that too often, and he's got home run speed to go on top of that. But he's got a lot of people around him playing well too. Taylor does. There's times he has to do it on his own. There's times he finds creases that you don't coach. But there's times that there's people around him, like our fullback, A.J. Johnson. I thought he had another good night. Got a big rushing touchdown. Offensive line played better. We threw the ball effectively. We hit Taylor on a couple of routes out of the backfield. Everybody was doing their job. But all in all, big victory, good victory. Glad to get out here with a win. Convincing win, at that. But I can tell you, Marshall's fixing to give people trouble. Them two running backs are loads. That number four, number 11, they're loads. And they'll get better with it as it goes on. Now, they're still in infant stages, this offense now. He got there in late spring. And, getting to know the kids and what they can do, getting his personnel they need to be. But one's a big target. Quarterback can throw it. So they'll be dangerous, and they'll only get better defensively. Those inside guys, the three down guys and two linebackers were pretty good players.
Johnny?
I thought our secondary played great tonight, too. They made a lot of plays.
They did, but we had we get a turnover and wind up off sides at corner.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
We get a pick, six, and we call for defensive holding. You've got to play smarter at times, But, no, they played well. I'm not
sure.
Saying they didn't. But that's an opportunity to get off the field. And it's kind of like body blows. It takes a toll after a while. You got to get those guys. And I said it last week. If those guys up front get tired, your defense is fixing to get soft. And anybody, will tell you, you start leaning on them, they get tired, it gets a little bit easier.
Well, we saw that from your team because you were starting to put body blows on them in the second half because those runs between when Tatum came out and Johnson came in, you didn't miss a beat.
Well, yeah, and I should have stayed with it more probably, but trying to, spread the wealth a little bit and a couple of red zone trips we didn't get points, kick field goals, and Michael did a good job of making those field goals. I mean, that, you drive all the way down there and miss a field goal, it kind of deflates you.
He's got a really nice leg.
He's hit the ball well.
Coach, I'm just going to tell you, if this was college, Jalen Hale would be in the portal right now because you only threw the ball to him one time tonight.
Well, he only caught one.
Right.
He had the ball thrown to him more than that.
There you go.
There were a couple other throws that got tipped or whatever else. But
it's amazing you win a ball game like that and have one catch from your best player on your field.
And that's the thing about Jalen. I know he wanted to have a big night, and he's probably upset, but he did not do anything to distract from the team. He will not. He went out there and did his job. But he's never one of those to, let everybody know he's upset. But he's going to get plenty of throws.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
He's going to get some more catches. I wish he had had a bigger night, too. I don't know how many we threw to him. I mean, I know we had a couple of fade balls, and we tried to throw a wheel route to him where we should have thrown a slant. Nobody covering. So, he's going to get some more throws.
I think this is the second week in a row that Jordan Allen really had good games. I mean, he completed 10 of 12 passes, threw two touchdowns. I thought both games he's played really well.
Had to throw it away a couple of times. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you the biggest, the best throw, and of course they blitzed us. And we went in a route combination. We were empty. We had five in a route. We didn't line up in the empty. We had five in a route. And they blitzed the mic. And he hit Taylor Tatum on our sideline in the flat and got the ball out on time. That's a big sack.
Yeah.
And we have not thrown it to Taylor Tatum with that look all week long. But he got the look. It came. He hit him with the ball. Got it out quick and smart on his part. But he's very intelligent. But he made some good throws tonight. And hitting our tight end, Darensburg, on the waggle pass. Hadn't thrown the ball to him all week on that route because it hasn't been there. It was there tonight. And he made a good decision with the ball. And Jamerson gets his first catch and had a heck of a run after.
So you play Tyler Legacy at Rose Stadium next Friday night. They are trailing Tyler High School, as the last thing we saw, in the fourth quarter by 3, 27-24. Thoughts about what you're going to be dealing with them next year?
Saw them briefly in the scrimmage versus Marshall, and I watched their offense more because I was watching Marshall's defense. But, they've got some weapons. I did not see them defensively. I know they got the big end, Renaud, how you say his name. He's a player. But Joe Willis is a good football coach. He's going to have some tricks for us. He'll have a scheme. We'll have to be able to leverage and play just like last year. The good thing is he don't have those running backs. And I hope he didn't have two as good as what those guys were, whichever one went to Texas or Alabama. He went to Alabama, did he? One went to Texas Tech or something. I don't know. But we tried to tackle those guys for 4 years. It was not easy.
All right, I got to ask you a non-football question. How much sleep do you get before you get up to go to College Station tomorrow?
Not much.
Do you make it to both road and home games, or do you just try to get that?
We make it.
How do you do that being a football coach?
Don't sleep good after a game, win or lose. A lot of thoughts go through your mind. You're replaying the game in your head, and so it takes a while to settle down and go to sleep. So tonight will be a quick one. I don't know what time we'll get out of here. Probably around midnight or so, and up and gone at 4:45 in the morning. I gotta be in College Station for 8. So
for 8,
yeah.
Why
Aggie walk? I'm not missing that. I watched my son get off that bus with the Aggies as a starting quarterback. I ain't missing it. I don't care if I gotta leave right now. So it's these are once in a lifetime opportunities, and my staff and administration understand that as far as what I need to do in this short window of opportunity we have, because he's not going to play college football forever.
And no.
It may be over after college. Who knows? But I'm not going to miss it.
Well, you got a plane to catch, so I'm going to let you go now.
I need one of those Aggie boosters to fly me somewhere.
We were thinking that may already be happening.
John Barry flies a plane, but he ain't flying me anyway.
Coach King, thanks very much for tonight. Congratulations. Great win tonight.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. John King, Longview Lobos head football coach. Have a safe trip to College Station. Good luck to Haynes tomorrow, too. We're going to take a timeout. We continue the law offices of Sorey and Hoover postgame. You're listening to Longview Lobo football on 106.5 Jack FM. Lobos win the ball game tonight by a score of 48-11 over the Marshall Mavericks. Longview goes to 2-0. They're number one ranked in the state. Did nothing tonight to show anything that's going to change, that's for sure. And then next week they go to Tyler Legacy to take on the Red Raiders at Rose Stadium. Johnny, final thoughts before we wrap this thing up for the weekend?
Yeah, I just think that What you want to do, especially early in the season, is try to get better every week. And I think that we stepped up this week. I mean, we had a whole bunch of good plays spread around by a whole bunch of people. The quarterback has played two games in a row good. Taylor Tatum is an outstanding player, and the secondary played good. I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to get better every week. You start out number one, so there's high expectations. But this Longview team is loaded this year. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I can't disagree with you. They look awesome, and they've got talent at every position. So it's just a matter of you got to go out there and make the plays every week, and you just hope they don't have a down game sometimes. So at any rate, we're looking forward to being back together next Friday in Rose Stadium. And so thanks very much for everything you do tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And so for Johnny Vaughn, I'm Brian Houston. Be sure and check out Harlan, the sports guy, and Pigskin Bob at the Friday Night Scoreboard Show. That would be on Kicks 105.7. I got it right this time. And they'll be on till midnight tonight, so be sure and check them out. Again, thanks very much to the law offices of Sori and Hoover for the post-game sponsorship. We appreciate you listening tonight. Hope you'll join us next Friday night as we are live from Rose Stadium for Longview at Tyler Legacy. John King Show is at 6:30. We'll kick off at 7 o'clock. And again, the final score tonight, Longview 48, Marshall 11. Have a great Labor Day weekend. I'm Brian Houston for Johnny Vaughn. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.